Welcome to the Conscious Millionaire Show, Season 12, Episode Number 3157.
I'm Deepak Saini, founder of Deepak Saini Health, and on today's show, we will discuss how to optimize your health and performance.
Welcome to Season 12 of the award-winning Conscious Millionaire Show, the world's number one podcast for conscious business and performance with over 3,000 episodes and millions of listeners worldwide. This is where founders and entrepreneurs come to play bigger and become ultra performers. I'm your host, JV Crum III. If you're ready to scale faster, profit more, and create impact that truly matters, you're in the right place. Join me for interviews and solo episodes to unlock your mind's potential, refine strategy, and turn action into results. Subscribe now and share with your team because it's time to break out and become an ultra performer. Are you stuck at six or seven figures, maybe 250,000, 1 million, even 5 million, but know you should be scaling bigger and faster? You're not alone. That's why I created the Conscious Millionaire Manifesto, Achieve Your Impossible. Inside, you'll get the three keys to accelerate your growth now. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. Download now and start scaling bigger, faster. Hey, it's JV, and I'm so excited you joined me because you know every one of our Conscious Millionaire Show episodes is an entrepreneurial training especially for you. And today, we have a very special entrepreneurial training because we are going to be discussing how to optimize your health and performance. My featured guest today helps his clients optimize mental and physical performance. He overcame an autoimmune condition, obesity, a back injury, and he brings that unique perspective to working with all of his clients. When he's not with his family, he's staying at the forefront of emerging health research. Deepak is a speaker, podcast host, best-selling author, and is working on becoming a centenarian. Help me welcome Deepak Saini.
Thanks, JV. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know, I'm very interested in healthcare. I see, doctors that are at the forefront of advanced medicine, the concierge doctors, functional medicine doctors that bring together functional medicine and MD. There is such a difference right now because there is a big movement, especially in the United States, but all over Europe as well, where people are moving out of the old disease-based medicine, where it's kind of expected you're going to get a disease, and then they're going to kind of moderate it for the rest of your life while you get worse and worse. And those of us who are embracing a whole new approach, and you're right at the forefront, what is it that attracted you to get so involved in healthcare, and especially advanced forms of healthcare?
Yeah, JV, you know, you kind of alluded to it, the challenges, the health challenges I overcame, in my life. And once I overcame them and realized what was possible for me, you know, I went from a scarcity mindset to a growth mindset, you know, not only in my health, but in all aspects of my life. You know, I started incorporating some of these things for myself. Why can't I be a centenarian? Why can't I live longer than my grandparents did? Why can't I avoid the diseases that, you know, my family members had, et cetera? So as I started working that for myself, clients became attracted to me for that as well. And that's evolved it over time of how I work with my clients. And yeah, I'm like you said, I'm staying at the cutting edge forefront. I work with, functional medicine doctors and rejuvenation medicine doctors as partners. And yeah, it's the forefront. And yeah, we want to get away from that, you know, what I call, you know, our people call, you know, medicine, you know, 1.0 to actually medicine 3.0 or lifestyle medicine.
Yeah, that's a great phrase. But what is the lifestyle that entrepreneurs want in terms of being able to perform at their highest as an entrepreneur and also be able to perform at their highest in terms of their health and their well-being and the whole lifestyle they have? How do they integrate that? Because most entrepreneurs are on a journey to stress, and stress even motivates. I've talked to lots of entrepreneurs, and I was one of those, I have to confess, who stress kind of motivated me. The more I worked at 12, 16-hour days, the more I thought I was getting ahead, when in fact I wasn't getting ahead at all. And I was destroying my health. And so that's why I had, after a heart attack and diabetes and all these things, I had to take a whole different approach, or I was going to be going down a road to an early death.
Absolutely. I see this with clients and prospective clients all the time. They're so busy building their empires that they let themselves go, you know, and they're doing those long hours, like you mentioned, and then they're trying to squeeze in their family, and that often suffers as well. But it's really they take it upon themselves to, you know, not do the things they need to be doing until there's a wake-up call. And I don't want people to have the wake-up call like I did. I want to get it ahead of time. And some people are aware enough now, or there's some milestone that they reach. They reach a certain age that when maybe, you know, dad or grandpa had a heart attack or whatever the case may be, and they're finally having that wake up. So really, you know, I really want, you know, my clients or people in general to know, you know, just some simple things you can do. And we can get really down the rabbit hole and really advanced for sure. Absolutely. But just do the simple things to de-stress. And here's the thing, when you are, your body is functioning properly and you don't have inflammation and you manage your stress, you actually perform better. You can actually do more with less time. You make better decisions. You make faster decisions. And that's what sometimes people don't realize, that actually doing less and putting some effort into yourself and in your own care will actually help you know, in your business, in the business world, et cetera.
I'd like to outline some ways that entrepreneurs, founders, CEOs, and even their team members can proactively start to optimize their health.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get more into that a little bit later. I have a free gift for the audience, but you know, I'd say first of all, take care of yourself first. Like, it's great you want to do things for the team and have benefits and bring in a healthy lunch instead of the donut. That's all, those things are all good, but you start with yourself. Be the example for your own family, your own community, your employees, your team, et cetera. You know, and it just very simple things like just, you know, start sunshine, get some sunshine, ground. You know, get outside in nature, obviously exercise, healthy food, you know, just start with the basic clean water, start there. And then yes, we can layer in a whole bunch of things afterwards, but just start with the basics for yourself and then let that ripple out into your immediate family, your community, your teams, et cetera.
Well, I know you have a giveaway, and it's a very important one because you gave it to me when I first met you, and I thought it was well put together and it was outlining a lot of things I was doing. But how does an entrepreneur, you know, you mentioned a number of things I think are all important, but if an entrepreneur is saying, well, I can only put so much effort into this initially, where do they start?
Great question. I think the number one thing that many entrepreneurs, of course, everyone's going to be different, they skimp on their sleep, right? They're working the long hours, then they're doing the kids stuff, or they're going to events, investor meetings, client relations, whatever. Just you need to get decent sleep. I was just talking to a fellow the other day, 4 hours of sleep, and he's just his health is a mess. And it's not because he has sleep issues, it's because he's not prioritizing. So I'd say start with sleep. Get some movement in. You know, walking pad, you don't need to be on a treadmill. Like, walking pads just kind of exploded in the last 2, 3 years. I've seen more and more people. I'm suggesting that to my clients. I'm about to purchase one myself. You know, like, you can do a meeting, right? Walking, just get a little bit of movement in, just whatever it is. You need to just take that next step. Maybe it's, you know, not skipping breakfast. Maybe it's actually adding breakfast in. Maybe you're having these crazy donut breakfast. Okay, well, maybe we got to put the, like, have some eggs and avocado, like whatever. Just need to take those small steps, whatever is the biggest driver for that person. But you know, sleep and probably nutrition are the and movement, those three, and whatever that looks like for that particular person.
But you know, I think it's really important you brought up sleep. I had a heart attack on February 5th, 2018. And it was a pretty major heart attack. I mean, it was one of those heart attacks where I was in ICU for 5 days. So that's not traditional these days. And I was seeing a functional medicine doctor. So I'm going to tell you what she told me. First, she said, if you want to live longer, sleep 7, 8 hours a night. I think if she had just stopped at that, I never would have done it. Now I do. I mean, like, it's just part of my lifestyle, changed my whole lifestyle. And I was one of those guys not sleeping a whole lot. I was, you know, like a lot of entrepreneurs, I was like, it's like a badge of honor. It's like, oh, no, I don't need any sleep, right? But then she explained to me that that's how long it took for my metabolic processes to complete themselves, to rid my body of the toxins and to go through everything that they needed to go through. And that's why I was going to live longer, because if I cut that short, my body was not going to be optimized to perform the way that I really wanted to. But because she explained that to me, I got it. And I immediately changed, and I have changed ever since then. Getting 7, 8, sometimes 9 hours of sleep when I knows that I'm just kind of tired, but then you know what? I'm not tired the rest of the day. I get up, I can get up at 6. I have plenty of energy. I'm never tired, and I'm drinking lots of water throughout the day. That's my number one beverage at this
point. Yeah, JV, can I share this? Because I like to quantify things, and I'm not wearing it at the moment, but I have an Oura ring, and I tracked that for like 5 years and tried to throw every variable I could think of to see how it affected my sleep. Yeah. And I found for myself my sweet spot. I think everyone's different, right? Everyone's an individual. And some people do need less. Some people do need more. And depends on life stage and et cetera, a bunch of things. But I found for myself 6 hours, 45 minutes to 7 hours, 15 minutes was my sweet spot. Any less than that or any more than that, it actually was detrimental to my performance the next day. So, you know, again, we're all that's how dialed in I think we can be potentially. So, yeah, and I love that she explained that to you because many people don't realize, you know, you need that deep sleep. You need that REM sleep and they do different things and they come at different times of the day. And we do need that cleanup, that cellular cleanup. So I love that she explained that to you.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I have a form that all of my private clients fill out and send to me 24 business hours ahead of time. And I explain it to them before they ever pay me, ever sign the contract and go, here's the deal. You must do this or I'm not working with you. First of all, they have to agree that they will get 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night. And on the form, they have to tell me how many nights they did that in the last week. They have to agree to exercise at least 3 times a week. They have to agree to meditate at least 3 times a week. And on that one, it's kind of a fun thing because, you know, I went and lived at a Buddhist monastery to learn to meditate because some people will go, well, I don't have time to meditate. And I said, let me explain this to you. You don't have time not to meditate because that's when you clean right. out your, on a practical level, you're cleaning out your mind so new ideas can come in. So if you really want to build your business, you need to get some fresh ideas in that mind of yours, not just the old ones. But I take the time and explain the metabolic process part. Nutrition, how should an entrepreneur approach nutrition? Because everybody has different, and like I'm now living a paleo life because that's what works for me. I need a lot of protein. Absolutely. And I personally need a lot of vegetables as well.
Yeah, and I don't think there's one size fits all. And if anyone right. says there is, I think that's BS. You know, that's why I'm so big into like customization and testing to see what works for you. And we can run experiments, right? Paleo works great for you. That's kind of like how I eat is pretty much paleo as well. Some people like, you know, want to go carnivore or whatever. And I don't care what you want to do, but it's got to work for you, not because of some ideology or something. Like what actually is going to work for your biology. And I think that's different. But for someone who's just starting out, doesn't know where to go, most people, you know, when I start working with somebody, and I'm not one to like overly track macros and all this kind of stuff, like I think that I can get a little too much in the minutia. But I do like to do a 2 week food log just to get a general idea because most people, like, there's some very simple things. It's like, yeah, like let's cut this snack out. Oh, you know what? Let's add one more serving of vegetables at dinner time. You know, there's like literally no healthy fats here. Like, can we put some coconut oil in somewhere? Or like a serving of fish or something like this is very simple, minor things that can just really shift us, you know, take a little bit of this away, add a little bit of this. And that's a big swing for a lot of people. So again, it's very, very customizable, but you know, generally people know what they should be doing. It's just like actually taking that action is the big hindrance. So, you know, that's why I kind of help push them along a little bit, right?
Well, you know, along with the new book that I'm writing on Achieve Your Impossible, I'm talking about a three-part formula of mindset, strategy, and execution. What is the mindset an entrepreneur needs to develop around optimizing their health?
Yeah, great question. So I'm a huge proponent of really dialing in and tapping to our unconscious mind, as I know you are as well, JB. I think when we can really fine-tune that, we can really tap into our full potential, you know, that 90% or 95% that, you know, people say we never tap into our full potential or our minds would have like, that's what they're talking about, the unconscious mind. So I think from the mindset point of view, I really, you know, there's a lot of great surface level techniques and affirmations and things, those things, they all work. They're all great. I think that really lasting and deep change, I really like to work with people's unconscious mind or rid them of negative emotions, limiting beliefs, et cetera. So everything afterwards works a lot better.
And what's the strategy?
That's another great question. You know, I think it really depends where the entrepreneur is at in their business. You know, all strategies, all, you know, marketing techniques, you know, those are different things. Some people think they're the same. I think it really boils down to finding what is the right thing for you at the stage your company is at. You know, if you're just starting out, I don't know, you know, where your listeners are, you know, going full-blad, you know, Facebook ads or Google ads or PR campaign might not be the best thing if you're just starting out and you don't even have your offer dialed in and that sort of thing. Whereas when you're more established, you know, you're running multi-million dollar revenues or plus, then you can have more options. But then there's some things like, why are you doing that? Like someone at this level or this business revenue level shouldn't be doing these other things. So just knowing the right strategy, and they all can work in the right circumstance, but it has to work for your company at the right stage. But, and here's the other thing, going back to my first answer, you have to be the person unconsciously to be able to execute or to lead your team to execute that strategy as well.
And what is the execution for optimizing your health? How would you say entrepreneurs should be executing?
Great question. So from the health point of view, again, I you know, a little bit biased because that's the way I work, is like I'm really into, you know, again, quantifying. So get the testing, whether it be for your nutrition or your DNA, you know, your microbiome, et cetera. Know these things so that you can take action. Then have the inner game, you know, that unconscious mind working. So that anything you want to do later, you know, the new habits, the change in your diet, going to the gym more, starting to meditate, you know, just building these habits and everything are going to work so much better when we're not burdened with those, again, those negative emotions, limiting beliefs. And we have the data that actually points us, can direct us in a proper way, as opposed to just guessing or taking some dude on the internet's word for it, you know, like really get your biology, right? Really customized, individualized data so you can make informed decisions.
We're here with Deepak Saini. We're going to be right back in 60 seconds. Stay tuned. We got the 24-hour challenge, and that's right. We have the lightning round coming up when you return in just 60 seconds. Are you stuck at the six or seven figure level? Maybe 250,000, 1 million, even 5 million or more, but know you should be scaling bigger and faster. The truth is, most founders are leaving millions on the table because they don't have the right formula. That's why I created the Conscious Millionaire Manifesto, Achieve Your Impossible. Inside, you'll discover the three exact keys you need to break through your plateaus and accelerate growth starting now. Because if you're like most entrepreneurs I meet, you want to profit more, make a bigger impact, and enjoy lasting financial freedom. I'm J.V. Crum III, and after two exits and $75 million in revenues, I've learned how to help entrepreneurs like you scale bigger and move faster than ever before. And as a listener to the Conscious Millionaire Show, you get special access to my manifesto today. So act now. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. That's consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. Again, go now to consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. Download your manifesto today and start scaling bigger, faster. Welcome back. I'm J.B. Crum III. I'm the host of the Conscious Millionaire Show. My featured guest today is Deepak Saini. We are talking about how to optimize your health and performance. And I want to just reach out and say thank you to everyone who is listening to the Conscious Millionaire Show. I love it that you tune in. I hope that every one of our episodes is just absolutely valuable to you and helps you build your business. And today, I want to reach out to all of our friends and listeners in Vienna, Australia, and Budapest, Hungary. And now it's time for the 24-hour challenge. Deepak, what's the challenge you have for everyone today?
Yeah, I think whatever it looks like for you, just take some time for your own self-care, whatever that looks like. Maybe it's exercise. Maybe it's meditation. Maybe it's getting a massage. Whatever it is, just take action in one thing that you enjoy or that you want to incorporate, and hopefully that builds into, you know, a regular part of your lifestyle over time.
Well, I think that's an absolutely great 24-hour challenge. And also, I want to mention that you've got a giveaway. It's the 7 steps to optimize mental, physical, and financial performance. And you can get that absolutely free today at Deepak Saini. That's S-A-I-N-I, DeepakSainiHealth.com/freebie. That's DeepakSainiHealth.com/freebie. And now it's time for the lightning round. We have 8 amazing questions. We're going to go through them lickety-split. Here's the first one. Your own performance mindset, Deepak. What's the performance mindset you developed to help you discover your best business opportunities?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's doing that inner game work myself. So originally getting it done, clearing up all these negative emotions, past limiting beliefs, and I keep up with it regularly. I'm actually having a session tomorrow to just do that myself. So that's a huge thing for me. It clears up, get all those negative things, all the limiting beliefs, that helps me actually move forward. So I can see the opportunities. I am the person who can be successful and take charge of the opportunities that are presented to myself.
Well, what is a strategy that you've used to scale your business?
Great question. I think the biggest thing for me, and again, like I went back one earlier, we have to do the right things at the right time in our business. Hosting my own events, speaking on other people's stages, more intimate type of marketing, if you want to call it that, has been the biggest thing that's leapt me forward. And I think that's how we first originally connected as well, as you came to one of the events I hosted. So that's been the biggest thing for me. That's been more than email marketing or anything like that. So again, just depends where we're at and, to some degree skill set, but also where the level of my business is at the time.
Well, our belief systems really create a framework for what's possible for us because it's what we allow to be possible. And I'm curious, what's a belief that you've developed that's helped you to achieve a significantly higher level?
Great question. What's a belief? I'd say if I go back to before I overcame my challenge, and even before maybe 2 years ago, there would always still be some of that negative stuff. You're like, well, yeah, I can do it, but I don't know. And this happened before and I wasn't successful that time. Now it's like, I just view every challenge or what some people might say is like a failure. I was like, no, that was a learning opportunity. I have my goal set so high and I'm just like, I'm aiming for it. And like, yeah, there's bumps along the road. There always is. It's like, no, that was just a learning opportunity. I'll do better next time. I don't dwell on the negative or the things that didn't quite go how I expected. Like that happens to me like every day. Things don't go like how I expect every day. And I was like, well, that's a learning opportunity, a little pivot or change or make a tweak, go forward. So I think that's been a big change for me over the last, definitely last 10 years. And that just increases and gets more fine-tuned, the more work I do on myself.
Well, you and I, and you're listening today, I bet you have a personal practice as well. I'm curious, what is one of your personal practices you do on a regular basis that helps you to consistently perform at your highest level?
Yeah, absolutely. I have to do my self-care, and that's very robust what I do every day. I'll just take one part of it is typically in the early evening before dinner, I warm up my infrared sauna and I sit in there for 20, 30 minutes. And I actually do my meditation in there. I do a bit of my journaling for the day first, then I put a timer on, I do a meditation, and then I'll do a little bit of stretching and some eye exercise and stuff like that. So I like to stack habits, but that is by far the biggest meditation, number one, but doing it in that setting of also, do my sweat detox at the same time, that's top notch for me.
Well, I want to mention again that you've got the 7 steps to optimize mental, physical, and financial performance. You can get that absolutely free at Deepak Saini, S-A-I-N-I, health.com/freebie. What's a book you'd like to recommend, Deepak?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to a bit of an oldie now, an oldie but goodie, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. At least the first 4 in this series. And the reason I think that's, and I always go back and reread that every few years as well. I think there's a good distinction to be made there. There's many people, I know them too, and this used to be me as well, who call themselves entrepreneurs, but they're really S's in the book, self-employed, they've created their own job. They've left the corporate world or what have you, and they've just created their own job. they're not really entrepreneurs until you have systems and things like that in place. So I think that's a great reminder. Even my, well, she's 14 now, my 13-year-old read it last year. You know, again, I think these are great lessons from that book. So yeah, highly recommend that.
Yeah, it's a great book. And it was co-written by Sharon Lecter, who's been on the show many times. Right now, what's the biggest challenge you're facing in your own business?
Biggest challenge in my business? You know, like I just said a few moments ago, like, you know, there's always challenges. Not everything hits the way I think it's going to hit. And I use those as learning opportunities. For me, it's just really like scaling up. You know, last year, I have lofty goals. I have a big mission. I want to impact a million people. And that's through doing my work and working with my clients. Last year, I doubled my sales. I want to like double it again this year. And, you know, again, through those marketing initiatives, they don't always quite hit. So, you know, just really getting out there and fine tuning the marketing funnel so that, again, I can make that big impact for my mission.
Oh, congratulations. And I want to celebrate in advance that you're going to double again this year.
I'm confident that I will. Absolutely.
Let's go for the exponential journey, not the linear one.
Right.
What is the best way for anyone listening today to reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure we'll have all my links and you can certainly find me on, you know, social media and whatnot. But I think actually the free guide that we've mentioned a couple of times already, you get to learn more about me, a little bit about my story. You get to join my ecosystem and keep along with everything that I'm doing in the future. So that's probably the best way is download that guide. Again, deepaksainihealth.com/freebie.
Well, the final question, I've asked this since 2014 over 3,000 times. I think it's our trademark question, probably the most important question I could ask anyone. What's the legacy you want to leave?
Great question. So I kind of alluded to it. You know, I do with my message, I want to impact 1 million lives. And I kind of said it earlier in my earlier answer too, is like, you know, when I work with my clients, not only do they change, but that ripples out to their immediate family and then their community and the extended family. And, you know, certainly their employees or their teams, et cetera, like that. And that's how I'm going to get to that million or more. I'm not capping myself at a million, at least a million. So that's number one. But really, if I really boil it down to like really grassroots, I just want to be a really great dad. And I want my daughters to be proud of the work that I'm doing. So ultimately, that's really the legacy that I want to leave, that my kids are proud of me and of the work that I did. And maybe, you know, they can do their own thing. Absolutely. We'll support them, whatever they want. But maybe one of them wants to pick up the mantle and take over Deepak Saini Health one day.
Well, you know, I'm curious. I've asked a number of questions and we've taken a really wonderful journey today. But is there any question that I didn't ask that you wish I had? And if so, just go ahead and ask it and answer it for yourself.
Oh boy, you're putting me on the spot now. That's a great question here. Let me think. What's the one question? I would say, you know, I'll just answer that. I'm not going to preface the question and then answer. I'll just answer it. I think the biggest growth in the last 2 years, and I kind of alluded to it earlier, sort of that doing that inner game work, that personal work, but the change the spin I'll put on that is actually recognizing that working on my personal relationships, those closest to me, my wife, my kids, my parents, et cetera, is like really working on those, doing my work so I show up better in those relationships has not only made it more harmonious, but that's actually helped my business grow as well. And putting that time into fostering and developing and flourishing those relationships is a lot better than doing busy work at your computer at 8 or 9 o'clock at night when you should be spending quality time with your family. And that was a bit of a lesson I had to learn. And that's really just come in the last 2 years.
Well, congratulations. And thank you for asking and answering that question. I want to thank you for showing up today, for showing up not for Deepak or JV, showing up for yourself, showing up to take another step forward, showing up to build your business, showing up to perform at a higher level. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire. Deepak, thank you again for being our featured guest today.
Thank you. I appreciate being here.
Are you stuck at 6 or 7 figures, maybe 250,000, 1 million, even 5 million, but know you should be scaling bigger and faster? You're not alone. That's why I created the Conscious Millionaire Manifesto, Achieve Your Impossible. Inside, you'll get the three keys to accelerate your growth now. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. Download now and start scaling bigger, faster.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire Media Podcast Radio Network. The host, producer, and owner of the show, distributors, and broadcast media make no claims that the strategies and information discussed on the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from the host guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial or health advice is made in the show. You're advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors. Always consult your physician or licensed health advisor prior to making any changes in your diet, exercise program, and implementing any health strategies or information discussed on the shows. Not all information provided may be suitable for your situation. As always, take full responsibility for the decisions and actions you take, including the responses that they create in your health.
Welcome to the Conscious Millionaire Show, Season 12, Episode Number 3176.
This is Anna Vecchino, founder of Eat Happy Kitchen, and today we'll discuss the secrets to building and scaling a brand.
Welcome to Season 12 of the award-winning Conscious Millionaire Show, the world's number one podcast for conscious business, uniting consciousness with performance so you can play bigger. With over 3,000 episodes and millions of listeners worldwide, this is where entrepreneurs, experts, and professionals come to become the new heroes of business, ultra performers who scale faster, profit more, and impact bigger. I'm your host, J.V. Crum III. Join me for interviews and solo episodes three times a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And go to consciousmillionaire.com to learn about our ultra performer coaching, training, and masterminds, because it's time for you to break out and become an ultra performer. If you currently have six, seven, eight-figure revenues, this is for you. Are you a growth-focused entrepreneur, an expert such as a coach, speaker, author, or a professional or professional firm ready to grow fast? Announcing our Ultra Performer programs, working directly with me privately or in group, including the new 90-day Sprint Accelerator to skyrocket your success quickly. Want to join the top 1% of performers? Book a private time with me now. Go to meetwithjv.com. That's meetwithjv.com and book your time right now. Hi, it's JV, and I'm so excited you've joined me. You know, if this is your first time checking out Conscious Millionaire, I hope it's an amazing experience. And right now, I just want to give you a big hug and welcome you to the Conscious Millionaire community. I hope you'll be back. And when you do, bring some of your friends with you. And if you're a longtime listener, then you already know that every episode of Conscious Millionaire is a free entrepreneurial training, especially for you. I am so happy you're here. I have a good friend, a client, back for this show. Our featured guest is a comic, a culinary tastemaker, and a founder of Eat Happy Kitchen. She's authored her best-selling cookbooks and calls herself a culinarian on a mission to create delicious, clean, comfort food. Originally, it was direct-to-consumer brand, but now it's also available in over 1,100 retailers nationwide, including King Soopers, Ralph's, and Gelson's. Help me welcome Anna Vecchino. Anna, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. By the way, I think this is my three-peat episodes.
Yes, I was counting that as well. And folks, that's actually not very common. Not many of our great guests have been back three times. And so I'm so excited, Anna, is because we've decided to talk about something that every entrepreneur has to deal with. How do they build a brand? And then once they're building it, how do they scale it? So let's start with the basics of what's the difference between building the brand and what's the second stage of scaling it?
Well, you know, I believe that building the brand is harder than scaling the brand. However, they're both have their set of challenges, opportunities, if you will. So building a brand to me is dialing in your brand, dialing in your products, dialing in to make it that resonate with people. So if you're slapdashing things together, which a lot of folks in the food industry do, if you're slapdashing things to get it on the grocery store quickly, it may or may not resonate. It may or may not have sticking power. For me, building a brand meant building, first of all, delicious products that are very clean, that I'm walking the talk. So my background in cookbook writing and podcasting is helping people get off sugar, teaching them how to read food labels, getting people in the kitchen who maybe have never cooked a meal from scratch before, and getting them to see that they can trust themselves and that they can go to the grocery store and know how to cook things and feed their families. And by the way, when you do that, your family loves it. And then you kind of become a rock star in your own home, which is always a nice thing. So I'm teaching people how to lose weight. Well, the weight loss becomes a byproduct of when you clean up the diet, get off of sugar and processed carbs. And people, my core audience, they've lost, you know, 50, 100, 200 pounds, sometimes 300 pounds. And it seems like insane that people would have that much weight to lose. But that's the thing we've run into these days with folks being addicted to the heavy processed foods that are available in our grocery stores.
Well, so, and I want to add that probably you're listening, Michael. Well, wait a minute. I'm not 200 pounds overweight. But let's be serious with ourselves. Most people in this country in particular, but also around the world, might have 10 or 20 pounds. But that 10 or 20 pounds is probably toxins. It's probably the result of the sugars. It's a result of eating the wrong foods that are just simply not healthy for you. And when you clean that up, all of a sudden, that goes away.
That's for sure. And the body is an amazing mechanism in the sense that once you stop putting the junk in, then it can do its thing to clean itself out. And then weight loss often becomes a byproduct of the body getting healthier. So I don't ever like to focus on the weight loss thing, because I think the diet culture wants us really focused on losing weight and dropping 5 pounds in 3 days and things like that. And I'm about making a lifestyle change.
Right.
And my core audience, that's part of my brand, is the lifestyle change.
And what I'm hearing as we're starting to get a clarity on what is a brand is values are at the core. Because that's what I'm hearing from you. These are all values.
These are all values. And I named the I first named the cookbooks the Eat Happy series of cookbooks because it feels like a trite and simple title. Oh, happy, like that elusive happiness that we're all going for. But the fact of the matter is, when I cut out processed foods in my diet and cut out the sugar, my brain chemistry changed dramatically for the better. So I became a happier person through that change. And I'm not saying that there's not more things to be done to find your own happiness. But for me, it's the base, it's the foundation of how I eat and how I keep myself going. So then Eat Happy Kitchen obviously sprung out of that. So building a brand with values, part of the values is for me walking the talk. So if I'm teaching people how to read food labels, I'm not going to come up with a food product that's cutting corners and has hidden things that I don't have to disclose on the label. Everything's transparency of labeling. Everything, you know, and that it's very expensive to make nice food in this country and to push it out across the country. Shipping is very expensive. So I need to build a brand that resonates with people who are willing to spend that sort of money, who are willing to buy premium products.
So part of the brand is also not just values, but it's who's your target market, because that's going to relate to how you even present the brand. Because Apple is a very different brand than Lenovo. And there's nothing wrong with Lenovo's computers. They're just a fraction of the cost of Apple. So Apple has to create the brand to attract people to pay their prices.
That's right. And part of that is the design, the UI, the how beautiful Apple products are. So Lenovo might try to design a really sleek laptop, but it's still not that perfected thing that Apple is doing. So I agree that what's on the outside is very important. I think design and packaging is very important. If you're trying to resonate with somebody who's justifying spending the extra money, of course, you don't want to just, hey, this thing costs extra money. You don't want to choose expensive things for no reason. Everything's got to be purposeful. But what's inside the packaging counts, and what's outside in the packaging itself counts. And it's all very deliberate and takes time to perfect. And also, by the way, perfection is not really, it's going to always evolve.
So how do you build the brand part? You're building. And then when is it you get to the point, because that's where you're at, where you're scaling? What's the difference right. between the two?
Okay, so this will probably where we really dive into the meat of things. So building the brand for me is not just having the products and the packaging and the website and everything dialed in. It's also about, I believe, building a platform. I always say, I don't know how people build a food company without having a platform of diehard audience members first. I started with my cookbook, so that's how I gained a following. And so these people, I've earned their trust. So I think brands have to earn the trust, and like everything with trust and reputation, whether it's a personal brand or you're building a brand, it takes time to earn and build trust and to prove on your brand promises. And then it can take a second to destroy that if you make a decision out of integrity with your brand and people find out about it. So it's an ongoing commitment and recommitment to your brand values and what you're wanting to do to connect with your audience. So building the community is very important. I have a very active Facebook group. I have very active social media following, and that's constantly building every day. That doesn't necessarily scale because it requires me to be the face of the brand and to make content. I always say, when early on in building and scale, before you get to the total tipping point of scaling, you're going to have to do things that don't scale in order for things to then scale.
And give us one example of that.
I call customers every day. I take a little time and I call 3 to 5 customers every day that I have time for. Sometimes they get to talking and we chat a little longer and my time runs out, but I love it. I call customers to connect with them, to find out maybe how they found out about the brand, how the brand is helping them, what's going on in their lives, where could they use support. I offer support not just for my food products, but I'm helping people with ideas for getting off of sugar, hence my very active Facebook group. This is a lifestyle that people are embracing. So that doesn't scale. There's no way a founder can call, once we get to millions of customers, I'm not going to be able to call millions of people a year. I'll continue to call people because I like it. I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I do is I make sure I go and demo in grocery stores almost every weekend. I'm out in the stores talking to people, getting them to try the product. Because I know when people are looking at a wall of pasta sauce, how are they going to just take a chance on a new one?
Oh my God, Anna, you brought up pasta sauce. Do you know whose pasta sauce I have in my refrigerator right now?
I hope it's Eat Happy Kitchen.
It is Eat Happy Kitchen. Good. And I have about half of it left, and I'm creating some meatloaf tonight, and I'm going to put the sauce on top of the meatloaf.
Perfect. Right?
So, and folks, we have a special offer for you. If you go to eathappykitchen.com, you choose any food product you want. This is the great thing. And at checkout, you put the word conscious and the numbers 20. So conscious 20. And you're going to get 20% off of anything that you purchase. So the more you purchase, the more you get. But you can try anything that Anna has on the website, Eat Happy Kitchen. You know, I want to shift just for a moment to mindset. What is the mindset that you as a founder had to have in order to build a brand? How did you build the right mindset so you're approaching this correctly?
I feel like if I have to talk to every person in America to tell them about my brand, I will do that. So I have this overarching drive to make sure people learn. I mean, that's just marketing and sales, right? Now that we're in the scaling phase, we have a team of national brokers who understands my message and has their own sales relationships with retailers so that then they can go and help with that process. That's part of scaling. I have social media. So I film a thing once and we use it for several pieces of content so that it's me doing that. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to physically speak to every person in America, but the overarching goal is I want to connect.
Yeah, got that.
Right?
It's about I'm a connection and relationships.
Relationships. And that's one reason why I call customers. And also I field customer service. And that seems bonkers for a CEO to field customer service requests. But if I see something come through, I will just pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm so sorry that jar broke. can you shoot me over a picture? We're going to get you a replacement right away. If you shoot me a picture, we'll make sure we file a claim, the whole thing. And then they get to tell me their story. We get to talk for a minute. I like connecting in that way. And perhaps I've turned around a situation where they receive, it doesn't matter if UPS is drop kicking their sauce deliveries onto their front porch. It's still a reflection on my brand when they receive a broken jar. So yeah. I have an opportunity to now connect with a customer and perhaps save that moment of like disappointment that they received a broken jar and they're ready to go back and order more product and make it right. Of course, I always want to make it right.
So for anyone listening today, who's a founder, entrepreneur, CEO, what would be one strategy you would suggest, whether it's product or service, for scaling?
Oh, for scaling, it's, I think, about relationships and finding the right partners. I mentioned our national brokers. They're the right partners to help move this brand and vision forward. So just like I have to communicate my brand with the outside audience, I've got to communicate the brand with the brokers so that they get the message and the vision and they can do their work with their relationships as well. So I think, like with anything, make great relationships. Talk to everybody you can, connect with people, and also connect other people you know. You know, I'm a big connector. I like connecting people who can help each other out and work with each other. And, you know, maybe you develop friendships and relationships along the way, but I think at the age that I'm at, it's about people and connecting with people and helping people.
So in moving, again, shifting from the early stage where you were building
right.
a brand to where you are now scaling a brand, do you execute differently?
I execute differently because now I have a little bit of institutional knowledge. But for example, our cheese bites that we just launched a couple of months ago, those I now know that if I decide I'm going to go into a new category or a new product design, it's going to take 18 months at the very least, because that's the amount of time it takes to develop the product itself, develop the packaging, make sure we have it dialed in, make sure we have the best ingredients, the right packaging. It takes 18 months to then get it launched direct to consumer. We always launch direct to consumer first and use that as our testing ground, get that feedback, and then we'll go into retailers. So I know, for example, we want to do a mayo. And my co-founders are like, my God, stop launching new products because it's another 18 months. It's the lead time. So my thing with scaling is if you spend the time building and getting it really dialed in, take that extra time, the scaling can then go faster because you've already worked out the kinks, if that makes sense.
It makes absolute sense. And I appreciate you sharing that kind of insider secret. We're here with Anna Ficino. Again, we got a special deal for you. Go to eathappykitchen.com. Choose any of the food you want. Choose as many as you want. And at checkout, put in CONSCIOUS20. That's conscious and the numbers 20. And that's right. You'll get a magical 20% off. Stay tuned. We're going to be back in about 60 seconds. We're going to have the 24-hour challenge for you and the lightning round. If you currently have 6, 7, 8-figure revenues, this is for you. Are you a growth-focused entrepreneur? An expert such as a coach, speaker, author, or a professional or professional firm ready to grow fast? Announcing our Ultra Performer programs, working directly with me privately or in group, including the new 90-day Sprint Accelerator to skyrocket your success quickly. Want to join the top 1% of performers? Book a private time with me now. Go to meetwithjv.com. That's meetwithjv.com and book your time right now. Welcome back. I'm J.B. Crum III. I'm the host of the Conscious Millionaire Show. My featured guest today is Anna Ficino. She is the founder of Eat Happy Kitchen. And I want to take a moment to celebrate you, for showing up, not because you wanted to talk to me or Ficino, but because you want to show up for yourself. And you know, every show we do, is a free entrepreneurial training for you. Share it with your friends, share it with your team. And I want to especially reach out today and thank all of our listeners and friends in Washington, D.C. and Tokyo, Japan. And now it's time for the 24-hour challenge. Anna, what's the challenge you have for everyone listening today?
I challenge our beautiful listeners to go to eathappykitchen.com and use that discount code. And here's why. We don't do, unless you're a subscriber, we don't do 20% off. We just don't do it. So you guys have access to getting all this stuff and trying it out. So if you're like, let me see if this lady is really walking the talk, go do it. Go get some sauces. Go get our marinara. By the way, our puttanesca sauce won pasta sauce of the year last year in the Shelfie Awards. Go grab some sauces, try some new, maybe try a sampler pack of the cheese bites and use Conscious 20 to get that discount and see what it's like having yummy food that's actually clean without any added sugars, fillers, or junk.
And folks, I want to tell you what I'm doing with this jar. The first half I use and I put on yam noodles. And why did I do that? Because this whole big package of yam noodles has 8 grams of carbs. And I sort for low carbs myself, high proteins, a lot of vegetables for fiber and all the nutrients. And today I'm doing a meatloaf and I'm going to use the second half on top of the meatloaf as the tomato kind of sauce. It is really amazing. Well, folks, it's time for the lightning round. Performance mindset, Anna. What's the performance mindset you've developed to discover your best business opportunities?
For me, it's in the morning, setting the mindset up from the jump. I got a journal. I know myself. If I jump into the emails and the texts first thing, oh boy, we're on a roller coaster. If I say, nope, let's stop. Let's quiet the mind for 5-ish minutes. Let's journal. I am then set up for the day of going, okay, I have this touch point, this anchor of keeping it cool, keeping it calm. Because when you open that email, it's not cool and calm. So you need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. What's a strategy? Well, we've talked about brand, but what's another strategy you're using to scale Eat Happy Kitchen?
Oh, another strategy I'm using to scale Eat Happy Kitchen. Here's what I like to do. Make content. People sometimes are afraid to make content because they feel like they have to appear on camera and you don't. There's so many people making cool content about their brands without even appearing on camera. But the strategy is if you have something that performs well, meaning you're getting a lot of engagement, not just like likes, but people are commenting, people are sharing, people are saving the piece of content, that's the one that you boost as an ad, that you boost that post. And that I find to be really effective. So we have this ability to make content, which is basically advertising, and see in real time what's working and what's not working. And we don't have to spend $1 million on a TV campaign first.
That's absolutely right. I mean, that is the value of social media. You can post stuff for free and then decide, oh, well, this kind of content is working. Let's boost it some.
Let's goose it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, beliefs can either set you up to have massive success, or your beliefs can set you up to have massive failure. What's a belief that you've created that's, you know, consistently empowered you to achieve new possibilities in your business?
I think whenever, you know, we're very enamored with what is. So when the email comes with bad news, we want to believe that that's just the truth. And when the email comes with good news, it's like, see, I did it. I know how I worked it. And we want to believe whichever thing comes in. So I center myself with a little bit of a mantra where I just expect miracles and I look for miracles. And I like the word miracle because I can't make sense of this universe. My brain is too small to understand it. So I say, you know what? Looking back on my life, I have been incredibly, whether you want to call it lucky, blessed, or whatever, I have had a wonderful life and I just continue to expect miracles to happen. I can never make sense of why they happen. I just work my ass off and expect miracles to happen. That helps me.
What's a personal practice you do?
Well, I mentioned the journaling in the morning is very important for me. I always say my fountain pen, which is right here in front of me, my fountain pen is my magic wand. So I create with my magic wand.
Well, I want you to give 2 books. One, you are a great writer. You create cookbooks. I know you have a recent cookbook. I want you to tell us about it. And then what's a book you'd recommend for entrepreneurs?
Oh, Yeah. Okay, great. Oh my gosh. I love entrepreneurial books. My latest cookbook is Eat Happy Italian. Again, gluten-free, grain-free, low-carb ways of doing Italian food. Now, this book is my favorite book I've ever written, and it's because it comes from my Italian-American heritage, as well as all my time spent in Italy. And a lot of people think if they cut out carbs, they can't enjoy Italian food, and that's just not true. And that's why I wrote this book, Delicious, Delicious Recipes for Enjoying Italian Food, the low-carb way. As far as entrepreneurial books, I listen to audiobooks, I read books, I'm constantly getting, in fact, sometimes I have to be like, let's take a break and implement some things that you've already learned. One book I felt was chock full of great advice is Outgrow by Alex Goldfain. And he's written several books, but it's a sales strategy book. And it's kind of what fomented in my head, because I was already calling customers, and he has a thing at the beginning explaining, you know, these different methods for calling your customers and checking in with them. I know salespeople regularly call customers, but I thought as a founder, it really cemented the idea of like, I'm doing the right thing by calling my customers every day. But I love that he has a very actionable way to track sales and also working with your team if you have a team to track sales.
What's the biggest challenge you're having right now?
Money. Money's the biggest challenge. And I want to say it's an opportunity because we're choosing to, we did a little bit of crowdfunding, but other than that, we've not taken outside investment. And currently, the model for CPG, for consumer packaged goods, which means anything that you see on the grocery store or Target or Walmart shelves that's packaged, the model is you raise millions of dollars, you put a lot of product into people's hands, get the brand out there, you spend that millions of dollars, and you do it just in time to be sold to a larger conglomerate. That's the trajectory of the traditional CPG company. We're doing it differently. We are getting the brand known to people. And it's a challenge because it would be really easy if I had millions and millions of dollars to just get free product into people's hands across the country. But we're doing it in a more sustainable way by getting the brand out there. So the challenge is money.
Well, talking about brand and challenges, I want to remind you for a final time right now, go to eathappykitchen.com. Choose any of the foods. By the way, the sauces are delicious, but there's the new cheese bites. Any of them, as much as you want. And at the checkout, put in the code CONSCIOUS20. That's 20, CONSCIOUS20. You know, what's the legacy you want to leave?
I want to be able to change our food system. I want to be able to change what's available on grocery store shelves. I want to be able to fully scale this company so that premium food items become the norm.
Well, and I'm your guy because that's what I eat. I believe in clean food. It makes a lot of difference. I have a lot of olive oil. Right now I'm using Spanish olive oil because I like the flavor of it. But I have a lot of olive oil every day and I don't eat that other stuff. I don't cook with vegetable oil. It's inflammatory. No. It's not good for you. I want to thank you for joining us again because every show is a free entrepreneurial training for you. And I want you to grow your business in a way that you can scale faster, profit more, and make a bigger impact with your business. I look forward to you connecting with us on the next Conscious Millionaire. And Anna, thank you so much for being our featured guest.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure as always.
If you currently have 6, 7, 8-figure revenues, this is for you. Are you a growth-focused entrepreneur, an expert such as a coach, speaker, author, or a professional or professional firm ready to grow fast? Announcing our Ultra Performer programs, working directly with me privately or in group, including the new 90-day Sprint Accelerator to skyrocket your success quickly. Want to join the top 1% of performers? Book a private time with me now. Go to meetwithjv.com. That's meetwithjv.com and book your time right now.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire Media Podcast Radio Network. The host, producer, and owner of the show, distributors, and broadcast media make no claims that the strategies and information discussed in the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from the host guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial or health advice is made in the show. You're advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors. Always consult your physician or licensed health advisor prior to making any changes in your diet, exercise program, and implementing any health strategies or information discussed on the shows. Not all information provided may be suitable for your situation. As always, take full responsibility for the decisions and actions you take, including the responses that they create in your health.